The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God said He would give us, the United States and the British people, the birthright blessings, the best land on the face of the earth. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 7, notice what God promised ancient Israel, and it is for us today. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, and pomegranate, a land of olive oil and honey. In other words, the breadbasket of the world, and we have been, the United States, we have been and we still are, at this point, the breadbasket of the world. Continuing here in verse 9, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. In other words, plenty of resources plus a good productive land. Then God warned, when you become wealthy, don't forget God. Notice what He continues to say in verses 10 and 11. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Eternal your God for the good land which He has given you. God says, be thankful for this good land. But have we been? Are we thankful for all His blessings? Just look at our fruit. Just look at the way that we live our lives. We seem to think that they are owed to us, and we certainly don't show our thanks to our God. Verse 11, beware that you do not forget the Eternal your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, His statutes, which I command you today. God says, if you forget His commandments, then you are going to forget your God. And that's exactly what we have done. Don't we teach that God's laws were nailed to the cross, that Jesus Christ nailed them to the cross, that He had done it all for you? No such thing, my friends. God says His laws are forever. They are eternal. They will exist forever. God Himself lives by His laws. And God says if you forget God's laws, then you're going to forget God. And that's exactly what we have done. Notice in verse 12, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them. Now, isn't that what we see today? Look at America. Look at the beautiful houses that have been under construction for many years, and now many of them are being repossessed. In other words, it's just showing you, my friend, that God is stripping our nation of the blessing that He has given us. He is in the process of doing that, and you should be able to see that and want to change your way of life. As a matter of fact, this nation ought to be able to see that and want to change their way of life. Verse 13, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. When your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Eternal your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. This whole earth is in bondage to Satan, because we have forgotten the law of our God, and we have forgotten our God by doing so. Because we don't obey our God, we have thought that we don't need God, and we sure think that we don't need to obey Him. And we don't like to obey Him. We like to do things our way. And look where we are, my friends. That should tell you something. God said evil would befall us in the latter days. We are in the latter days now. And we are seeing many evils or curses which God said would come upon us and overtake us. Now the evils or curses we are living in will continue to grow worse and eventually cause our demise. That is, if we don't turn to God and begin living by His word. God commands us to turn to Him and live. He said, turn, turn from your iniquities. Then He asked the question, for why shall you die, O house of Israel? In Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 10, and you need to realize that Ezekiel penned his prophecy, his book, 130 years or more after ancient Israel had been taken into captivity. Ancient Israel didn't exist as a nation when Ezekiel penned his prophecy. It is for our day now. It is for this generation, the generation that you are living in, my friends, and you need to understand that. Ezekiel 33 and verse 10, Therefore, you, O Son of Man, say to the house of Israel, Thus you say, If our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? God said, That's exactly what we are doing. We are dying as a nation because of our iniquities. But we go on as though we don't know what's happening to us or why it's happening. We are being stripped of those birthright blessings which God made sure would be ours because he promised them to Abraham's descendants, because Abraham obeyed God, even to the point of being willing to sacrifice his own son Isaac. But he obeyed God's statutes and judgments and God's commandments. But God said he would strip us of those blessings if we continue to rebel against him. That's what we are doing as a nation, and we are seeing the results. We are living with many curses that will bring our demise, and our demise is already underway, and it has been for several years now, but it is going to pick up momentum. God said, We, the house of Israel, have gray hair here and there, and we don't know it. We think we can handle any problems without the help of God. We seem to think that individually and as a nation. Why do we think that way? Well, because we have forgotten the history of our nation, how our founding fathers relied on God for help and guidance, and that our nation was founded on biblical principles. Yes, our founding fathers were God-fearing people, and they knew that there was a God that had a hand in founding this nation. Notice what John Adams had to say. He said this. He said that our Constitution would only work for a moral and a religious people. But we aren't as moral and religious as we once were, and our Constitution is being eroded. We are in the latter days, and evils or curses are overtaking us, just as God said they would. Of all the world's empires down through history, America is the only one standing, and God said, We will come to our end if we don't turn to God. Notice what God said, continuing here in Ezekiel 33 and verse 11. Say to them, As I live, says the eternal God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You know, my friends, God doesn't have any pleasure in seeing our nation going down and seeing our nation dying. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? And I want you to understand, and I'm going to repeat this again, Ezekiel penned his book more than 130 years after the house of Israel were taken captive by the Assyrian Empire, 732 through 718 B.C. This is for latter-day house of Israel, the United States and the British people. Yes, God says, we will come to our end. We will cease to exist as a nation. We are killing ourselves by our many sins, and God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So he says, turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? God is telling us there is no reason that we should die, that we should cease being a great nation or empire, except for our evil ways, except for our many sins, our many iniquities. And he made us the promise that if we would repent and turn to him, rend our hearts and not our garments, that is pretending to be a righteous nation, that he will be with us and continue to pour out blessings and his protection. But if not, our demise is very near, and you can take this statement to the bank, my friend. You're living in the end time generation, and you're going to see our demise unless our nation turns. You can turn individually, if you will, turn to God and avoid the calamities that is coming on our nation. But if not, our demise is very near, and it will come because we have forgotten our God. God says that very plainly and bluntly in his word. We have forgotten the laws God gave us for our own good, and when we do that, we forget the true God. And that's exactly what we have done. This world and our nation as a whole have turned our back on the true Sabbath, and the Sabbath is a very important key to keep you in touch with God. For in 6 days he created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and he rested on the seventh day and made it holy. The Sabbath reminds us that God is our creator, that he created everything, even mankind, and that he commanded us to keep the Sabbath holy, because it does play a big part in keeping us in touch with our Maker. He commanded man to rest and keep holy the seventh day, which is Saturday. Only God is holy and can make holy. No man is holy, nor can he make anything holy, not even Sunday, the first day of the week. So there's no wonder our nation and religion and this whole world has forgotten God. And by doing so, we have brought many evils and curses on us. And the evils and curses which we are under, because of our many sins which continue to multiply, just as God tells us in many places in His Word, are destroying us. God said in many places in His Word that He would see to it that our demise would come if we don't turn to Him, repent of going our way, rend our heart, not our outward Sunday, Easter, Christmas, show a pretense as though we are a people that lives by the Word of God, when we won't even keep the Sabbath. God cannot and will not continue to bless our nation while we are drifting farther and farther away from Him and His Word, which is truth. God, speaking about our nation, said truth has fallen in the street. In other words, God's Word is sneered at, trampled on, and ignored. Do you do that? Maybe you should ask yourself, do I do that? Now I know you don't like to hear this, but you would be very wise to perk up your ears and listen and heed the Word of God. God is your only hope of surviving the time of Jacob's trouble and the great tribulation that Christ spoke of in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, which we have brought out many times on the Way It Ought to Be program. And there have been a few that have turned to their Maker. We hope you will as well. We, the United States and the British people, have been the recipients of the best land on earth. Notice how President Abraham Lincoln puts this, and I quote, "We find ourselves in the peaceful possession of the finest portion of the earth as regards fertility of soil, extent of territory, sobriety of climate. We find ourselves the legal inheritance of these fundamental blessings. We toil not in the acquiring of or the establishment of them." Again, in his proclamation for April 30, 1863, for a nationwide day of fasting and prayer, this president said, "It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord." My friend, and we have been blessed all of these years because our God was mainly the true God for many years. But now we have drifted so far from Him that we hardly even recognize one of His laws. And God says that our demise is coming, and it is at hand. It's going to happen in your generation. Now I know that you don't want to hear this, but you would be wise to listen to what God has to say. I see my time is up. We've got to break off here. In the meantime, continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station, and we invite you to request our free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and also, What Do You Mean Repent? And all you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.